Rabbi, first off, your reaction to what happened yesterday in Boulder, Colorado.
I was horrified and shocked. This came completely out of the blue. We were just about to start our holiday of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, and it was really sent shockwaves through the whole Jewish community.
What went through your mind when you heard about this?
Well, my parents, my wife's parents, they walk on these kind of walks all the time. These happen all over the country, including here in Western New York. And for someone to take action against them, honestly, I started worrying about my parents and in-laws' safety. If that kind of event could be at risk, how do we even keep the safety of our population?
How concerned are you for the safety of the Jewish community here in Western New York?
I'm concerned. We have a wonderful safety network here. And we talk to one another. We work with the police departments here in coordination, and all of our Jewish organizations are connected. But this definitely increases the risk that we have for any activities.
And what additional plans for security are there in place for especially this holiday that's happening this week?
Well, we have extensive security already, so there's not additional security. But I would say we've had two incidents in 2 weeks, this is a major escalation, and it's something we're going to have to talk about as a community and to figure out what the best approach to make sure people feel safe.
Have there been any threats to the Jewish community in Western New York that you are aware of?
I'm not aware of anything at the time. But things happen. We had a congregant who had her window thrown with a glass because she had a sign that said she stands with Israel. So these things are happening. I don't know. Certainly the police departments, FBI, are monitoring them. And thank God. I really appreciate that. But I'm not aware of any specific threats at this time.
In the 2-3 years since the conflict began in Israel, how much heightened concern about safety has there been for the Jewish community in Western New York?
Well, our safety concerns started with the Tree of Life attack, the largest attack that was 6 years ago. From that time, we started really locking down our facilities and making sure we had security. Since October 7th, it's only increased. And I think that the anti-Semitism that we're seeing incidents have probably doubled to tripled during this time.
And I know that people are standing up for Israel, standing for Israel. And do you feel a danger in speaking up, just having a sign saying, I stand with Israel?
There is a risk, but people will do it anyways because of the pride. These walks that have gone on, like in Boulder, they're going on all over the country, and they are walks of people that want to make sure that the lives of these people that have been held hostage for over 500 days are taken into account, that their families know that we're thinking about them and the global Jewish community. We're going to keep loving Israel and keep supporting Israel despite what we're going through. But it certainly has increased the risk. If you could show concern for your Jewish friends and neighbors, I know they're going through a hard time. Going up to them and letting them know that you're there for them, it really means the world. We have a wonderful area here in Western New York where we support one another, and any support you can offer the Jewish community means the world.